Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to this amazing Tuesday. I'm so glad I'm here with you. Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracles Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host. And just relax and take a deep breath for this next hour. We want to be in that fifth dimensional vibration. This is a special night. We're having open calls, 888-627-6008. That is our line to call in, and we're going to take your prayer request and your questions about healing and your loved ones that have crossed over and your prayer request and, you know, anything that's really on your mind right now that you want to get off your chest and ask your guides. And I'm really here for you tonight. We know a lot's going on in our world right now, and we want to just really be here for you. We are here for you. This is a really important time, and BBS is a great place to be, and the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show is here for you. I want to go into saying, you know, feeling alone is, you know, hard, and being in community is really important, and we want to be here for each other. We need a sense of belonging. Every one of us belongs to that feeling, especially, you know, you want to be, you know, in a neighborhood, or when you're, you know, feeling that you don't belong, we want to have a group that we can call on, you know, friends, and feeling that sense of security, it makes you feel safe. And so, like, right now, it's not a good time to isolate. So reach out. You know, it's good that you come on and listen to the show. It's good to reach out to your friends. Taking the time daily to journal and also meditate. Recognize the spiritual force in everyone and everything, that all is about encouraging us to feel aware. Deep reflection in our connecting and needing others, and reflecting in the universe right now and what God has to offer us. And we all, you know, we all have that inner struggle, and we all have the power to, you know, deep down inside, empower our brothers and sisters and understand that we have a spiritual power within ourselves to take control of our own life. So I'm going to read something to everybody right now that I found in a little passage that I wrote a long time ago. Our struggle is to accept situations and conditions and everybody and people, and our struggle to control them lessens every day when we recognize and review one another's own personal needs and our own existence. And I really found that interesting, because we can only really review our own selves, and having reverence for God is so important. I can teach myself reverence, and I can begin today, and I will look for the spirit everywhere, and I will begin to see it. And having reverence is so important right now, and honoring friendships. It's so important to honor friendships right now and people. And when people show up for you that you never thought they would, write those people down on a tablet or a journal. I have had some people show up for me recently that I didn't even know very well, and people that I have known for a long time all of a sudden show up for me. And I was amazed because I didn't even know that they were able to show up the way they have. So think about that. Has certain people shown up for you recently that you didn't know they were capable of showing up? Think about that. And certain relationships may be falling away, but other relationships are beginning to like blossom. So it's interesting when certain things like our world right now is shifting rapidly into a very different dimension, how certain relationships will change. Spiritual power can be seen in a person's reverence for life, including animals and nature and the life force to many by God. And it's very interesting how things are going to change very rapidly in the next few months. So take a note how different relationships are going to start changing and showing up in different ways. And you might be surprised that people are going to show up in beautiful ways for you and surprising ways. And it's going to be happy ways and good ways and loving ways. So let's just take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and take that third dimensional energy, which is worry and fear and confusion and strife, and let's leave it behind. And let's go into joy and acceptance and love and healing and higher power and acceptance, and just take it way up to that fifth dimensional feeling and feeling safe and knowing that God and our higher power is in control and everything is going to work out for us. Because we're trusting that in letting ourselves let our higher power take over, revealing of the higher power is going to have everything work out for us. And when we calm ourselves down and we contemplate before we react, and we don't go from zero to all of a sudden reacting, and we rest in that peaceful state, everything works out. We go into that Zen state. It's important to understand that we're worthy of waiting for the omnipresent to reveal the power of God. And when we wait, God likes to reveal peace. And so the next hour, we want to reveal these important messages to everybody when you come on and you ask the questions to the guides. We want to reveal the important messages. So be open to the answers that the guides give you. And you're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And we love to answer your questions. But make sure when you ask the questions, you think about what you're asking. You take your time and you formulate the questions. Thank you for listening to us. And we love when you call in to our program. I'm Kimberly Meredith. And my website is thehealingtrilogy.com, and we have lots of events coming up for July. I just want to mention one event that is really important we're doing. I am a near-death experiencer. I lost my life in 2013. I was hit by a car on foot, and I coded for 4.5 minutes, and I was brought back by the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to be speaking July 1st at the Hawaiian Ions. And that is right on their website, Hawaiian Ions Institute, and it will be at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it is free. And we are having quite an event. It's a two-hour event, and that is by the Edgar Casey Institute, funded with them. So I hope you can join us for that. So right now we're going to see if we have any calls on the line, and we're going to take a few calls before we have our break. So we'll see if there's any calls for us first. Kimberly's on the call. Okay. All right. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
How can we help you?
I am really looking for guidance on how I can heal, and I don't know how much I should tell you about, like, what was the trigger for it, or if I should just let that be. Should I give you a background?
Yeah, you can ask us, you can, you know, give us a couple of questions if you want to ask one question about it.
So I was electrocuted in 2018, and it has caused a compounded issue of health issues since, and I'm trying to find my way through what is the best way in this moment to move through that to regain my life back and my health and well-being.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. And I do feel when you were electrocuted, it did, you know, have some effect on your neurological system. I don't know if that's had some problems with your sleep. And also they're telling me you may be suffering from some depression and getting, I don't know if you're having problems with walking or feeling dizzy.
Yeah, all above.
Okay. Did you go to a neurologist to look at, you know, boosting your GABA and your dopamine?
I have seen a neurologist. They did not discuss increasing my GABA or my dopamine at all.
What did they say?
They told me that I had autonomic dysfunction and peripheral neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've developed various other autoimmune issues because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that your immune system.
Immune compromised, of course. So, yes, I get dizzy. I have the peripheral neuropathy, and I have... an array of things. I've ended up developing Lyme since.
Yeah.
Well,
your immune system your immune system would go low. But, I mean, from my guides just doing, like, a little mini read on you, I do feel the dizziness. I do feel your immune system. It's like two different things happening. Your immune system would go crashed, would need to be reset, and also... I do feel that you're lacking dopamine and GABA.
Okay. Is there a way to increase that on my own? Because the medical is so...
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but I'm a medical intuitive. But you can look up those things, and you can absolutely, through vitamins and supplements, look into that. And, of course, I do 30-minute sessions and 60-minute sessions on my website where I can take a longer time and go over more of these things with you personally.
Okay. Thank you.
I do that. And also, I do find you dehydrated. Also, they're telling me. I don't know what kind of water you're drinking, but are you drinking more alkaline water than spring water?
Filtered. Just the filtered water.
Yeah, I do find my guides are saying that you might be lacking magnesium.
Okay, I do take that regularly.
Yeah, but you might need it more in a fluid, like a water. So like a spring water with magnesium in it. Like they have a spring water that would have like a magnesium in it. Sorry. Yeah, like a spring water with magnesium.
Okay.
I do think there's just some lack of other kinds of minerals, and I would have to do like at least 30 minutes of going through a vitamin scan with you. what I do with people. I do think that this can be helped and cured with you. I just feel that because that what happened to you, you got thrown off and you need sort of a really strong reset with your vitamins and supplements. And I hope it's helping you somewhat, but I do feel positive about it. I also feel maybe there's a little problem with your gut health too, your biome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense too.
Yep, it does. Completely.
Okay. And I feel that can also be helped.
Okay.
I've
been trying to piece this together for a long time. So,
yeah.
With many doctors, many specialists coming into play. So I'm trying to navigate not throwing spaghetti at the wall anymore. And
yeah.
Really streamline all the information I've been getting from literally, I would say, over 30 practitioners of recommendations.
Yeah. So I don't know if you've read a lot about me, but I channel Edgar Cayce. And so, you know, I can't take any credit for any of me being very smart. It's mostly I channel these guys and they give me all the information. So they're just telling me it's coming from your large intestine needs help. And there is some probiotics, but also there might be something like with Ormus cream. I don't know if you ever used Ormus, liquid Ormus.
What is Ormus? I don't even know.
You can look it up. It would take probably an hour for me to explain Ormus, liquid Ormus, but it does help boost the intestinal tract.
Okay. I will look it up. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. And you can always reach me at my website, thehealingtrilogy.com.
Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Thank you, sweetheart. Hi, April. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Is it okay that I'm recording?
Well, this is recorded already. The show's recording already.
I know, but just for my own notes as well, I just want to make sure.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to just stick it in my notes. That's why I want to re-listen.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you. So I just want to start by saying that about 2 years ago I called in and just so curious. You had said something to me that was so spot on. It was impossible for you to know, and it was so specific, the spot and everything. So I'm not calling because of any specific injury, but there's been a couple of things health-wise that have come up. So I'm just curious to get, you know, your opinion and see what the guys have to say.
Okay. Do you want to ask, thank you for calling back in for the show again. I appreciate you following us. Did you want to ask one question?
Sure. I've had some, you know, like different nodules in the body and, you know, they've come back benign. One specific one in the throat area I was a little bit concerned about because they're not going to just biopsy it now. So I was concerned to see what you felt about it.
Okay, so there's a biopsy. There's a nodule around your throat.
With parts and fluids, but it's being watched. But there's been other things that have happened in different places in the body, so I'm curious to see, you know, what information you get.
I'm sorry, I'm not quite understanding. You're saying there's a nodule around your thyroid?
Yes, so it's in the throat area. And it's being watched, but not biopsied just yet. Prior to that, there were other biopsies in different areas, all benign. But this one was a little bit different because it had fluids and parts. Again, just not getting biopsied just yet. It's being watched. So I was curious to see what you felt.
Okay, so you're saying you have nodules in other areas, parts of your body, but this is the one you're asking about.
Correct.
Okay. And what would you like to know about it?
Is this something that I should be concerned about and have the biopsy? Is this something that possibly could be cancerous in, you know, the thyroid or throat area?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not really supposed to be saying that on air if somebody has something like that, but, you know, we'll pray for you on air. But, you know, I can't really say something like that on air. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do feel really positive, and I feel good. The guides are giving me little twinkles in my eyes, so we're sending you lots of love and healing, and I'm really happy that you called in, and I do feel, you know, a lot of angels and ancestors are all around you.
Oh, that makes me happy. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
And no other health issues? I mean, not related to the thyroid, but anything that you think I should maybe take care of or stay on top of?
No, they're not saying anything. So thank you for calling in.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Oh, I love that name, Rosemary.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Rosemary. I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. I do have a question. Approximately 10 years ago, I had an emergency bowel resection. And since then, I've been struggling with peripheral neuropathy. And it seems to be either progressing or it's a completely different issue. I don't know. As of recent, my biceps have been weak and causing some numbness shooting down into the palm of my hand and my last couple fingers, my pinky, my ring finger. So I thought I should I have asked for a neurologist to see one maybe and have a nerve conduction test to see if I have a compressed nerve maybe. Or is this part of my neuropathy, like, progressing? I don't know. Is it two separate issues I'm dealing with, or is this one?
Yeah, I'm just going to say when people call in, talk a little slower. So what happens is when you're speaking about your condition, which is great, I love it. But when you're speaking, they are going through everything step by step, and they're going, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, through me. And so if you talk a little bit slower, they'll answer your questions as you're speaking. And they were going through it all, and they're going, yes, 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 no, yes, yes, yes. So I couldn't keep up with what you were saying. And they were saying, yes, no, yes, and they were going through it. So you want to start really quick again, and then I'll tell you what they're saying. But they're really into your story, and they're answering everything you're saying.
Excellent. Okay, so approximately 10 years ago, I had emergency bowel resection. And since then,
and so what they said with that, okay, slow down. Yep. It's a little bit slower. What they said with that is that the Holy Spirit came in and they saved your life when that had happened. So when that happened, they were telling me, I don't know if you've read my book, but when somebody tells me something like that, and even if you hadn't told me that, both eyes blink together. When both eyes blink together, that tells me the Holy Spirit came through and lifted you through it and saved your life, or you would have died. Okay, so go to the next part.
I agree. And as of recent, my biceps feel weak, and I've been having some numbness and tingling in my palm of my hand and my last two digits of my fingers.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if that's nerve compression or is that part of peripheral neuropathy that's progressing.
Okay. Now I can answer that. And they're saying that that's not from there. They're going back up to your brain. I think it's coming from somewhere else. So if I was to scan you and see you in person, I could tell you, but you're saying it's not coming from that area. It might be coming from your neck or somewhere in the back of your head. And oxygen, they're telling me. There's something about oxygen and breathing. There's somewhere something's pinched.
Right. So do they recommend an MRI or a nerve conduction test?
You're probably going to need something along those lines, but I can't recommend that right now on air. But, you know, there's going to be something that needs to be done. Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's good. I'm glad to know it's a separate issue, and then I can move forward from there.
It is separate. Yeah, it's definitely a separate issue. Yeah,
good.
Definitely.
And do you think my life was saved because I have another purpose on the horizon? Because I feel like I do, a big one.
Absolutely. And there's definitely somebody that was there with you when your life was saved. When you first came on, I didn't know you were going to talk about something medical because you did have a relative that was with you when you first came on. You have a person from the afterlife that's been with you. It's a soulmate. When I ask, it is a woman or a man, and they're telling me it's a man. I don't know if it's your father or a grandfather, but it feels like a very warm, loving man with you. And I don't know if he was with you when you I'm not saying you crossed over, but you almost did cross over. And they're telling me that this is a man that was with you. Did you have a father that passed or a grandfather?
Yes, a father and grandfather, but I dream constantly of my father and mother.
He's around you right now, even.
Yeah.
It's not, your mom's not coming in, but your dad is very strong and he's very loving. And right when you came on, I saw him before you told me anything about your health. And he was there with you when you had that incident happen. And he's saying to me, yes, there's a huge purpose for you here. Also, they're telling me about you, if you could just take a deep breath for me. They're saying there's something about you that's very spiritual. You're also very loving and helpful. You like to help people. And there's also something about you. You're very much, you could be very good at, like, I don't know if you were in like a teaching or something about you teaching or helping and something about that with people, and you're probably going to move into doing more of that.
Yes, I currently teach in a traditional sense, but I believe I'm going to be moving into helping people with their dreams, teaching
Absolutely.
A modality.
I'm getting goosebumps, and your dad is going to be right there with you, helping you all the way. And you will be completely healed. Yeah, they're telling me you're going to be completely healed. Like all this, you're having that feeling with your, the whole thing happening, like with your body and all that. It's going to be like totally crystallized and healed. Like you're not going to feel that feeling anymore. You will work it out. It will be completely moved through because the Holy Spirit brought you back, and so it will move through. So, but your dad is one of your main guides. So thank you for calling in tonight. Thank you so much for calling in. Jaylin. Love that.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Who is this?
This is Jaylin. I'm 24 years old. Oh, that's so funny. Maybe spiritually we're familiar. I was actually sent your I was sent your story today, and then intuitively I like remembered about 20 minutes ago to give you a call, and so here we are, and I just feel so honored. I feel this is amazing.
Yeah, it's your voice. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm so glad you're here. What is your
question
for the guides?
So, I mean, whatever is really meant for me, I did have a medical question. I've had vertigo, I guess you could say, or nausea pretty heavily the last 2 months or so. And it comes and it goes, but it's really been intense and hard for me to do things. I just recently quit my job, and it's physically and emotionally been very intense, this vertigo or this feeling of spinning. And then also had some heart pains here and there. So I guess I just wanted to see about that to start.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling like right away when you came on, I feel like when you were born into this world, just to tell you really fast, I will go back to the medical, but
well,
I feel like
yeah,
when you came into the world, they're telling me through the spirit, the guides, that you were really a part of like this, and I don't know what kind of work you do or anything or you were doing, but you're really part of bringing in the collective, like community, like you're really good with social social people community, and like you're really good like with business also. You have a really strong business mind. Is that true? And creatively, like too, business?
Yeah, so what you're saying right now is sort of kind of falls in line with my passions that I would like to end up doing. I do feel a calling to sort of start some sort of business in helping others spiritually. And so I do have that deep calling, and I feel like that's a part of the reason why I decided to move on with my job, is because I feel like I need to act on these things.
Yeah, and you also have like this strong sense of knowing like the universal conscious energy. Like you're really zoned into that because you were born with like the 9 and the 5 and the 7, those numbers. And also the reason why you're feeling kind of like the dizziness too, or the it's a lot going on in the world, is happening and shifting, but also I do feel that you may be lacking some minerals, which when I ask my guides, I do a 1 to 5 flow chart. 5 meaning really, really off, like high, and then 1 meaning not so bad. But I don't know if you take B12 and D's, vitamin D and B.
Okay, so I need D and B. That's so interesting.
Well, when I ask B for you, they say, when I ask how, 'cause when you don't take enough B, sometimes you hear ringing and you feel a little dizzy. They're saying like you should be a 5 and you're like a 2.5.
That is so good to know. I recently went to the doctor and intuitively felt like I started or needed to start taking weekly shots that had a bunch of vitamins in them. And so that is so good to know, and that can make me focus on my health for sure. I've intuitively felt like I really need to focus on my health and adding minerals. So I think that's so funny you say that.
Yeah, and there's also sublingual bees you can put under your tongue to dissolve if you can't always get to a shot. And you can email me. You can email me for free. I will not charge you to give you the B that I like.
Thank you.
It's no problem. You could just email me, and I will shoot that out to you. And also, I asked him about your D. Are you taking vitamin D?
Because
they're telling me you're not. Yeah, they're telling me you're not. I mean, not to be nosy, but they're telling me you're not.
Yeah, no.
And they're
saying
that they're saying you really do need these things. So, I mean, for everybody listening right now, I know there's so much going on, and we forget to take our multiple vitamins. I mean, I can say I like right now because it's in my book, Awakening. I have a book out called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. And in that book, I talk a lot about a vegetarian vegan vitamin called Solgar. And I love Solgar, but right now I also like Pure Encapsulation. That's another really great vitamin. And I don't represent the vitamin. It's just I like more vegan-type vitamins. And sometimes it's good to just take one multiple vitamin, because then you don't have to get, so confused about taking so many different ones. But sometimes you do have to take a separate vitamin. So they're just telling me for you right now, some of this is that you need to reset your immune system and boost it up a bit. Plus, you have the stress of finding a new position with work and something that you feel comfortable inside your soul frequency that aligns with you. And I think you're going to feel a lot better once you do the vitamin, and then you find that you really belong in helping the world.
Yes, that's beautiful. That definitely resonates. I feel like I've definitely been called to take my health more seriously, and so this is definitely a wake up call.
They're also telling me one more thing before we go, not to cut you off. Make sure also around your teeth and your gums that you're not having any fluoride. I don't know if you're doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely need a better water system.
Yeah.
That could be the reason. I don't have it in my toothpaste right now, but I know the water is probably hardcore, and I could definitely do that. I also have, I wanted to ask about the heart pains as well, if there's time for that.
About the what?
A heart pains. I've recently had some heart pains. Yes. They've been around for 2 years or so, but they come and they go, and sometimes for long periods of time they'll disappear, but they've been coming up a bit more recently.
Yeah, like shooting pains in your heart?
Yeah.
I'm getting more, it could be anxiety, and also I don't know if you're missing somebody. I'm getting, are you having any kind of pain like from missing somebody?
Yeah, I mean, that could be it too. I do have a long distance relationship, so maybe a part of that's that. But another part of why I quit my job was just like feeling like I was in fight or flight a lot. And so that I have dealt with anxiety or panic attacks a lot in my life. And I do feel
that.
Very, yeah.
So I'm asking if it's more anxiety or more of a serious physical thing. But you can definitely go to a medical doctor and get the extra checkup. But I am getting some anxiety. And we could also do, you know, a private thing on that if you'd like. Sometime you can catch me with a private if you'd like. Okay. So thank you for calling in. And
thank you so much.
Sending you lots of healing.
Oh, thank you. I am sending so much love, and I am so grateful. And this was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Sending you lots of healing and love around the heart energy there.
Thank you.
We love you.
Oh, we love you too. Okay, bye.
Bye. I just want to remind everyone, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, that you can reach me at thehealingtrilogy.com. We do a lot of nonprofit free organized events. And one is coming up in a few weeks, our Mother Mary co-healing, and we're featuring Ashley. We're so excited about having her, Ashley Pfeiffer. We're doing a divine feminine healing on the root chakra. So that's going to be super cool. So, and it's totally free with just donations. So please check out our website, thehealingtrilogy.com. So we're going to go to a quick break. I'm going to get some water, and then we'll be right back with more calls. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google the Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, and our number is 888-627-6008. Anna is on the phone, and we're going to take her call next. Hi, Anna.
Hello, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm doing great. Having a great night here Tuesday, and I love being on the show because we're taking this nice hour to be in the fifth dimension.
Well, I have your book, and I have bookmarks in your book.
Thank
and
you.
And I open the morning prayer in the back. It's my favorite. And like right now, it's wherever I open to the prayers, I say those out loud. So I figure I meant to say those when I open the book. So I love it.
I think back when I was channeling the book, and I was in the prayers when I was channeling those and everything. And it's so interesting now. I'm writing my next book now, right now. So it's so different now from then to now, but it'll be forever here in history, right?
Yes, amazing.
So So what are we focusing on right now with our question to the guides? Thank you for calling.
My question and guides is my career path and my jobs. I was crying again today because another rejection letter, whether it's a part-time job or a career goal job, I just can't seem to make any headway.
Are you putting resumes out right now?
Resumes, I redo my resumes. I use ATS. I even got help from AI to help redo my resume. But usually it's a basic resume. A resume writer has written for me, but I update it every now and then depending on the job I apply to.
Okay.
And I'm also just looking for... Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I apply for part-time work. I figure I need something more. I have a part-time job that I hate. So I just apply for stuff down the street like a cat cafe or a barista, and I'm not even getting those jobs, and I don't know why. They look at me as too qualified, overqualified, or I don't understand that. I just want a permanent part-time job, something I like and enjoy, you know, meantime while I'm looking for full-time work.
Right. And it's funny when you're saying all that stuff, my guides are going, no, 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 no. So when people call me up and we do like a 60 minutes, they'll write down all the things that they've been looking for. And my guides will go like yes or no and yes or no on things that they're applying for. And we find out that sometimes the reason they're not getting it is because usually it's the wrong timing or the wrong things they're looking for, or it's something that it's just not the right position or something that the spirit, the team, does not want them involved in. And right when you came on, there was a person on the afterlife with you that is you know, working with you from the other side. So it is very interesting that we think we're in control, but we're not. You know, we're not in control of everything. There's someone either on the other side working with us, and of course, we're led by spirit. So I am getting that there's probably a timing with this that's happening about you leaving your other job. Do you want to ask a question about that?
So during the pandemic, I had two jobs. One of them filed bankruptcy, but the other one is a data collector job. And my stores were Rite Aid. In California, they're closing.
They're closing.
So I got taken from Rite Aid. Isn't my account. Now I got one CVS pharmacy. But the other issue is I'm dealing with it. I don't have a car, and it takes like an hour to get there by bus to work 3 to 4 hours in my accounts. So it's very cumbersome, and they're just not very people-oriented, and there's really no growth within the company. And around that, I do other things, like I do gig work and trade shows, but it's just not permanent. I'm just doing jobs to survive at this point.
Exactly, right. So what is your main question so I can help you?
Should I continue looking in the field that I love, like sales coordination or event work, or should I go back to school? I was thinking of going back to school and taking other unrelated courses because I've been studying up about AI and prompting, or just stay the course that I'm doing. Is something that will click eventually?
When you said stay the course you're doing, what is staying the course you're doing? Because you're kind of going over the place. Yeah.
Applying for work that involves sales coordination or event coordinator work or sales assistant, like that.
Yeah,
instead
so
of sales, I kind of downgrade. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, because I think everyone, we're all listening to kind of going, you're applying for here and here and here and there. And the guys are just saying that's just wasting too much time and focusing just on one thing to save energy, which is what you were saying, event coordinator.
Yes.
I was kind of getting, it was going kind of fast for me. So the guys were saying staying focused on that probably would be the best thing.
Okay.
I'll
do that.
And you
and
do have
mentioned.
Go ahead, honey. No, go ahead.
You mentioned someone from the other side. Is it someone I know that's trying to direct me?
Yeah, I think it's a parent of yours coming in.
Okay. I was thinking of my mom just then, so.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So let me explain something about spirit. And, of course, if you want to take one of our classes, we have a seat open, I think, this week on Thursday. It's our mediumship skills class, if anybody is interested. The more you learn your intuitive hits, it saves a lot of time. We teach you how to find out who your main guide is, which I think it's your mom, like you just said. We learned how to communicate with her, and it really does help us where we're not going in circles with a lot of things, and then we save ourselves a lot of time. So I teach once a month on Thursdays. We only have 4 more classes till the end of the year, and we pair each other up with other classmates, and then I teach people really how to learn how to work with their guides. And it's really fun. It's actually a really, really fun group, and it's only a class of 8 people. But when you're telling me all the other things that you were doing, they kept going, no, 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 no. And then they were saying, yes, 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 on the last things that you were talking about. And they wanted you to really focus on that and bring your mom along with you because she's really on this mission for you, too. You are going to eventually get something, and it's going to be wonderful, but it's you really taking your focus just on that direction. I hope it was helpful.
Okay, yes, that's great insight. Thank you so much.
Appreciate okay. It. All right. I hope to see you. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Her mom is really excited about her getting something in the future, but wanting her to stay super focused on that. And so what happens is that when we focus on what we want, sometimes what happens is that we keep going in circles and circles and circles. So we often get pulled in another direction. And then it's like trying to find something in the paper, like a job, and we keep applying and applying and applying. And then that's why it's not happening for us, where now she can just focus on the event coordinating and make that the best possible goal for herself. And then her mom is coming in, and she's also showing me not only is she a soulmate, she is a 10, which is the mission she's on. So that's really, really cool. So it's really quite fascinating how the afterlife really wants to help us fulfill our goals, reach our goals, and help us to get it accomplished. I also saw for her, when I look at the year 2025, 2026. I see 2026 being a really, really great year for her, our last caller. So I want to just reach that out to her. So if anybody wants to call in for another call, we do have room for another call to call in. Number is 888-627-6008. Tonight's our open line call-in. And if you'd like to call in, please do. If not, I'm going to just make an announcement of some of our events that we have coming up in July. So we have our mediumship class, which is this Thursday. And we're really excited about it. We have, like, I think, two seats open. It starts at 4 o'clock Pacific time. And it goes for 2 hours. And we do readings. And we also do mediumship readings. And we learn if you're a psychic, you're an intuitive, or you are a medium. And you also learn who is your guide that you're working with. And a lot of people don't know if they're working with angels, if they're working with a spirit team. They just don't know who they're actually working with. So we like to help you find who that is. And then we pair you up with a partner. And then you get to work with a partner at least 2 to 3 times around the circle. And people really like it. It's nice to take a couple hours break away from what's going on in the world and just go into the fifth dimension like it is when we're on the radio show here tonight. And then we have, in a couple weeks, we have our Mother Mary co-healing circle, which is going into the fifth dimension and doing co-healing and miracle praying. And we have Ashley Pfeiffer. She'll be speaking on body matrix healing. And then we have so many fun events for July at the Healing Trilogy. So please sign up on our newsletter. And you get a free gift when you sign up at thehealingtrilogy.com. And we have, we've got another Spirit Circle class in July. And then we also have a mediumship reading for Cheryl Murphy. She's a psychic. And that's July 30th. We've got a support group going on with a licensed counselor, which is with Jacob Cooper. He's an near-death experiencer and a licensed counselor. And we have another caller right now. Leah's on the line. Okay, Leah, welcome to the show.
Oh, yes. Hello, Kimberly. How are you, dear?
Hi. I'm great. We're so happy to have you on right before the show. And so you're the finale. Hi, Leah.
Hi, dear. Hi, dear. It's wonderful to talk to you again.
How are you? How have you been?
Oh, pretty good. How have you been, dear?
I am, you know, holding up in Los Angeles and keeping the vibe up and focusing on good people and good encounters and how we can help our brothers and sisters, giving our hands out to people and the goodness all around us and focusing on what we can do and staying positive.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful, dear.
How about you?
Yes, I'm kind of doing the same thing, kind of volunteering a bit. And
good.
That makes me feel good about myself, too.
Oh, good. Yes, because I know that you are such a beautiful person and you do good things for people. Mm-hmm. And that's all we can do right now is try to stay in a positive attitude.
Yes,
are you going to ask
sure.
ask us a question?
Oh, do you see anything in particular for me, please?
You know, I do. You know, I see such a beautiful, bright light around you. You know, my eyes, you know how I connect with my eye blinking and the codes come through my eyes? Well, when you come on and I hear your voice, my eyes just start to sparkle and blink fast. And when I hear your voice, it's like they just blink like through like butterflies, like doves blink through my eyes, like Prince would say, doves cry. So it's like they just blink, 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 blink. And like I feel like they're saying, I feel like you are one of your relatives is coming in also. I feel like also I'm getting a communication of 11s coming in, like abundance of 11. Like I don't know if you're supposed to get some direction of some angelic angels coming to you when you see 11. I feel like it's, did your mother pass away?
Yes, she did quite a while ago.
I feel like when you see the 11, that's her saying hello. And also, I don't know if she left you money, but also I feel like you might be getting some more money, but they're saying something about money to you.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, dear. That would come in handy. Thank you.
Yeah, it would come in handy for all of us. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
But your mother is telling me something. She's telling me something. She was a very kind person. Is that true? She's a very sweet lady. She's also telling me, go ahead.
Oh, yes, for sure. She helped people. Yes, she's under this kind of adversity. Believed in balance and helping people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she was always willing to help people. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did she work? Did she have a business of some sort or something?
She really helped a lot of handicapped people, and she was very, very good with people. She ran a little thrift store, and then she sold jewelry at a jewelry store. Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting chills. Yes, she had a store. Yeah, they're showing me she had a business, and she's calling me from the other side. She just loves you so much, and she's around you. She's like your angel. She's your guardian angel, and you know, yeah. And you have a talent. You know, you have a talent. There's something about you. You have a talent. She's telling me my daughter has a talent.
Thank you. That's so kind of you. That's so uplifting and very kind of you. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a beautiful talent. So is there anything you want to tell people tonight while you're here?
Oh, I'm just praying for everybody that there'll be peace and more generosity in the world and just people helping people everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel like... Yeah, and I feel like, are you having, have you been going out with any friends?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
That's good. She's telling me that a lot of strength comes from you when you go out with your friends, and she likes when you're getting, you know, a lot of nurturing from your friends, and she says it's helping you build more confidence.
Yes. Yes, that's for certain. Once I get out, I feel like a whole new person. I really do.
Yeah, she loves that. It's making her happy. And she's with you when you do that. She's like with you all the time when you're doing that. And it's making her really happy. So I'm really happy that you called in. And I just it's so hard not to blink so fast when you're on the show.
Wonderful. So, thank you so much.
Don't go anywhere. We're going to end the show with you on the show, and we're going to tell everybody that we love everybody, and our next show, we're going to have a very amazing writer and editor with Dr. Joe Dispenza on, named Timmy Shields. He'll be on our next show, and we want to say how much we love everybody for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, and you're going to take us out. Say something to everybody tonight, Leah.
Yes, I love you all, and I pray that everybody will have a very peaceful, wonderful days ahead, and everybody helping everybody, even if it's just a smile that you give to someone. It really matters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 We love you.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Love you so much. Thank you. Everybody. Love you. Yeah. Love you all.